You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time for Your Health with Dr. Eric Grigsby, brought to you by Neurovations, a patient care and innovations company, providing the best care for every patient every day. And Dr. Grigsby, welcome back to the Wine Country Live Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Barry. Good morning, Taylor. How are
good
you guys
morning.
Doing?
Doing good, doing good. Today we're going to talk about a topic that I would think just about anybody can connect to, either for themselves or somebody they know, and that's arthritis.
Well, that's a fact. So I'm a tennis player, a senior tennis player, and so this topic is, it's important to me, and I know a lot of us. And I've seen a lot of patients over the years with arthritis, and it's kind of a scary word. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about this morning about what it is and what it isn't. Mm-hmm.
Let's start right at the very beginning, because there are different forms of it. It doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. So what is arthritis? First question.
Well, at the very simplest level, arthritis just means swelling and inflammation and redness and warmth of a joint. So it really just means it's related to joints, and it just means inflammation and, as I said, and swelling of any joint in your body. That could be called arthritis.
And I have to get this out of the way before we go any further. There's a term, rheumatism, that in an earlier time, and I think where you and I both grew up, people would use that term a lot more, perhaps. So is that an actual thing, and is it the same thing as arthritis?
Well, yes and no. I mean, rheumatism is the word that people used to give when people got arthritis, but they didn't know what the cause of it was and didn't know how to treat it. Doesn't mean somebody was crippled up, as they would say back in Tennessee, mm-hmm. where I grew up, crippled up with rheumatism. And it turns out that there are a number of different causes for what people used to call rheumatism, and we understand it more and more now, which is really leading us to some nice breakthroughs in the understanding and then also in the treatment of joint pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as I was saying, there are these different forms of arthritis. There's the super common, the less common, more severe, less severe. Take us through a little bit of that.
Sure. Well, the most common cause of arthritis or joint pain, inflammation of the joint. And what I mean by arthritis is longer term pain. So somebody who tweaks a knee playing tennis or basketball on the weekend or running, that is not necessarily arthritis. That's just kind of an acute injury. But what we mean by arthritis is this swelling and the inflammation of the joint that lasts for a long time. It lasts past the time when you think the injury should be healed up. So that inflammatory process, gets going. Sometimes it's related to injury. And so the most common kind of arthritis is what's called osteoarthritis. And in one way, it's just kind of as simple as what I just said. It's just this persistent inflammation, swelling, warmth when you put your hand on your joint, and pain that happens after a single injury sometimes for a long time, or it could happen after sort of repeated multiple injuries from working hard or, having a busy athletic life, or sometimes from none of the above, but the joints just wear out kind of early.
Mm-hmm. I had a sports injury long ago, my right big toe joint, kicked the ground really hard, like as hard as I possibly could. Instead of the soccer ball, I kicked the ground. It resulted in a massive growth of tissue inside that toe joint that got very painful. I had to have some kind of an ectomy to cut some of that away. Was that an arthritis that was a response to an injury?
Well, you might say, I mean, first of all, I don't think any of us want any ectomies. You want to keep all your parts as long as you possibly can.
I agree.
But it's probably was a type of arthritis. So you had an injury, it sounds like, and then the swelling and the chemical. So on the morning drive time, I don't think we want to spend a lot of time on biochemistry, but the truth is we kind of understand, you know, the chemistry of that kind of joint swelling and pain these days. And for some reason, that kind of chemical inflammatory reaction in the joint, it gets stimulated by an injury. And sometimes it just keeps on going. And then when it keeps on going, sometimes you develop a little, what people call bone spurs or little calcium depositions in the joints. And that ends up, you know, sometimes needing an ectomy.
Yeah. So it's just, is it comparable to like an immune system over response to an invading thing?
That's a really good question. And it probably is. So what we don't know, but we're circling around the question of why are some people more predisposed to this? You know, you see some people who are at relatively young decades in their 50s and 40s, 50s and 60s, and their joints are just kind of worn more than you think they ought to be, or more than some other people who are in a couple of decades further along and their joints seem to hold up really, really well. So what we don't exactly know that, but we're circling around the I'll say genotype, another probably thing I should avoid on morning drive time, but your genetic predisposition, you know, some people just are more likely to get it than others. And we're circling around what exactly is that and who exactly is going to get it and who isn't, but we're not completely there yet. But that is certainly a kind of arthritis, and there are people who are going to get it more than others. And it is a type of maybe not autoimmune problem, but it is a type of inflammatory persistent reaction where your white blood cells that make all the chemicals that make things get inflamed, they just get kind of kicked into overdrive and they just want to keep going.
Hmm. So I believe what you said is osteoarthritis is the most common form. Usually when people generally say arthritis, that's what they're talking about.
Right.
But there's rheumatoid arthritis, which is an entirely different story.
That's true. Now, rheumatoid arthritis is truly an autoimmune condition. So it can occur, you know, as early almost as birth. And there's a juvenile form, which is, particularly troublesome, you know, for young kids who end up with this. And it is an autoimmune condition, which means that your body has made antibodies to some of the tissues in the joint. And so the process there is kind of simple, where you have a cartilage in the joint, let's say, and for some kind of reason, your body makes an antibody to that cartilage. It sort of sees it as a foreign body rather than as its own tissue. Mm-hmm. And then when that happens, the antibody goes and attaches to the cartilage because it views it as foreign tissue. And then your white blood cells, your immune system, goes after the cartilage because it thinks it's a foreign body. And that's this very short story. My immunology friends would probably tease me about, I should give more detail, but
well, that was a good description.
Yeah, I thought so.
But that's really what happens, and that's the condition of rheumatoid arthritis. And the treatment for that is quite different than for osteoarthritis. The treatment for rheumatoid arthritis these days is
surgery,
progressing really well. And this is not my area, but our rheumatology colleagues have a lot of powerful treatments these days to stop that antibody production and then to stop that white blood cell activity, which tries to get rid of your own cartilage, if you will.
Yeah. So is everybody doomed to some level of osteoarthritis? I mean, is it just inevitable as you get older?
Good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, no, I don't think so. You know, you see a lot of folks who are, you know, deep into their life and who, you know, are able to be very, you know, highly functional, not a lot of joint pain. So the question pretty quickly becomes, what can I do to help not have so much joint pain? And, you know, the answers are mostly lifestyle related. We can't change our genotype. You know, we can't change our genetic makeup. So if we're sort of predisposed to get it, the main thing that we can do to help prevent it are sort of lifestyle things.
Yeah. Are there foods that you can eat that can help you fare better?
Well, it depends on what level of evidence you want to have. You know, if you want to, it's tough to study food, isn't it? But a lot of people it's tough to study it with any kind of real scientific rigor because there's so many factors that come into studying the effect of food on our body, right? But a lot of people are interested in anti-inflammatory foods. I spend a lot of time on Hawaii, and turmeric or turmeric, depending on how you want to pronounce it, is a very popular anti-inflammatory in Hawaii, and some people really swear by it. There is a little bit of evidence that pretty good scientific evidence that glucosamine and chondroitin can be helpful for, you know, the discomfort of osteoarthritis. There are a couple of studies in particular that looked at that compared to placebo, and it seemed to have some pretty modest but real benefit. I don't have any stock in any glucosamine companies, so don't panic about that. It's important to have full disclosure. But those are things that, you know, can be done. I think the main lifestyle things that can be done are, you know, keep our weight down, particularly with respect to your hips and knees. And I think we talked a little bit last week about the fact that if you have extra body weight, extra, particularly fat on the body weight, it creates its own kind of inflammatory condition in your body. So it's not just the weight, but it stimulates sort of this inflammatory reaction throughout your whole body. So try to keep the amount of fat you have in your body down, and stay busy, you know, stay busy physically, walking. And of course, there's a lot more that we can talk about doing in terms of activity, depending on each individual's ability.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a catch 22 for some people when you have arthritis and you're being told, well, the best thing for you to do is exercise. And it's like, I don't think I think you misheard me. Everything hurts when I do something.
Exactly.
How do you get beyond that and not, you know, get yourself hooked on a ton of anti-inflammatory over-the-counter drugs all the time?
Well, that's a really good question. But sometimes, I'll be fair, sometimes as doctors, we hear what we want to hear. You know, we don't always, you know, we should pay more attention to be really fair, you know, just kind of dive into each individual situation. But also, people have to realize that, you know, the pain of joint discomfort is actually made better. You can break that cycle if you can just get busy with exercise a little bit somehow and begin to break the cycle. Because one thing for sure is that if a joint hurts and you don't move it, it'll hurt more. Mm-hmm. There's no question. So there's got to be a process of kind of breaking that cycle. And it's difficult to do, but there's some exercises, let's say knees, for example, which are the most common joint, you know, to be affected. There are a couple of exercises that if you can do them, they're very likely to help you. And one is just a simple exercise bicycle in your house. You know, there's no risk of getting hit by a car if you have an exercise bicycle in your house. So that's good. Mm-hmm. And you can just put very, very little tension on the bicycle, so you don't have to push down super hard. But just go round and round and round and round as many times as you reasonably can. And then ice your knees down afterwards. Put ice in a bag, 20 minutes an hour for a couple hours. Put a cloth between you and the ice. And try that for a period of time. And the second exercise that's just awesome is if you can get access to a swimming pool where you can walk in the lanes of the pool. Mm-hmm. And it takes all your body weight off and just get walking. But it takes a little commitment, right? And COVID hasn't helped any of this any because we really can't go to gyms, right? So it's been a really difficult year. But hopefully we're coming out of that situation and be able to get to the pool again.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty soon, we hope, indeed. All right. So very good. For some folks, you know, the condition they're dealing with, the pain gets to be too much. What are some other more, say, intense solutions for people who are really struggling with arthritis?
Well, at the far end of osteoarthritis, if one is truly disabled, pardon me, by the osteoarthritis, and there just is no rehabbing, one of the great advances of modern medical technology really is, you know, total joint replacement. I'm not an orthopedist, I don't do these procedures, but they can be tremendously pain relieving operations. But I think every orthopedist would tell you, you keep your own parts if you can. And so we don't want to jump to total knee replacement, which has its own risks, if there are ways we can rehab and improve on things. And so, but on the other end, we only have kind of basic injections, right, and some oral medicines like anti-inflammatories. But there's a lot of research going on to try to help that inflammatory condition. And at the risk of losing a couple of our non-scientific guys, we're involved in one such research project where we actually can put a little piece of DNA inside the knee joint, and it stimulates your knee to make its own anti-inflammatory medicine. I mean, it's like an incredible little trick that some scientists at UCSF discovered. So I think the take-home message is, if it's really, really bad, explore total knee replacement or total joint with your orthopedist. And if it's not, you can be hopeful that there are a number of different strategies that we're all trying to develop as fast as we can to try to help you out.
We have a listener who is a good friend of Barry and mine, and he's been texting me this whole segment because he's an arthritis sufferer. He's very excited that we're talking about this subject. And he also says Humira, is that how you pronounce it?
Humira?
Yeah, is the greatest drug ever. So that's what he uses that helps him through.
Well, Humira is a really, it's been a tremendous advance. It's one of these, this class of drugs that suppresses the immune system so it doesn't sort of attack your own cartilage in the way that we talked about before. And it's really been a, as I say, a tremendous advance. So I'm glad it's benefiting him.
Yeah. Man. Now, every time we talk about something, I start moving my hands and my joints and like, sitting here moving everything going, does it feel?
I'm teasing.
How does it feel?
But you know, you guys didn't haven't yet had the opportunity to go to medical school, but you remind me of medical, all of us in medical school, every time we'd have a new section on a new disease, we all got that disease.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I've got that. I've had that for a long time now that I realize. I do have to say one thing just from my personal experience in talking about food. I have a certain amount of arthritic ache and pain. This is part of my life the last maybe 15 years, really. Mm-hmm. And what I found is when I have gone on to low-carb diet for a stretch of time, which I've done off and on several times, it does not take very long, maybe 2 days, and I notice a significant difference. And you might ask, gee, Barry, how stupid are you? Why do you go back to eating all those carbs if it makes your joints hurt? And I have no answer for that. But I do know it's almost, it's kind of a startling difference because on that, like that second day, I'll literally notice it, right? Going up or downstairs, getting in out of the car. You know, it's just like there's something going on in there. I don't know if it's sugars. I don't know if it's... You know, what the flour, whatever element it is, that just...
It's hard to know, but first of all, great job understanding, just being in tune with your body. And then, you know, continue to try to do the best we can to capitalize on what you learn. But I will say on the diet piece, I'll just keep it super, super simple. I'm not always such a low-carb guy or such a keto guy or all the various strategies. But everybody can do this. You can eat whole foods. And I don't mean the grocery store chain. I don't care where you get them. But don't just try not to eat processed stuff. I mean, eat vegetables and protein, however you get it, that's not in a package with a label and a barcode on it.
Very Mediterranean.
No barcode. Yeah. Like go do an anti-barcode diet for a while.
Wow. Have you copyrighted that as a book title? You should.
No. No, okay. But it's a good idea.
Let's get to work on that.
Okay.
That's a good one. Dr. Eric Grigsby with our Your Health program, which is brought to you by Neurovations. It's a patient care and innovations company with the best care for every patient every day. Dr. Grigsby, how can folks learn more about what you do and get in touch?
Well, we'd be happy to talk to folks about arthritis and other chronic pain conditions at our practice, Napa Pain Institute. You can reach us at info@NapaPainInstitute.com, info@NapaPainInstitute.com, or on the phone, 252-9660, 252-9660. And Kimberly will be happy to talk to you.
Outstanding. Thanks for your time today. We learned a lot here.
Okay, guys. Great talking. Thanks, Barry.
You
Taylor.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa. 1440 AM at KVON.com.